A revolution appears to be underway in cancer genetics research. Scientists are becoming convinced that genes that make molecules called microRNAs play an important role in cancer, although they aren't yet certain exactly what that role is. Here's NPR's Joe Palca.
Scientists are just getting to know microRNAs. They were discovered a little more than a decade ago. The human genome appears to contain instructions for making about 200 of them. Their job in cells seems to be to switch off genes. What else they do is an open question.
We're interested in whether these microRNAs might actually be useful in diagnosing different types of cancer.
Todd Golub is a cancer geneticist at Harvard Medical School. He says microRNAs may solve a major problem in cancer diagnosis.
It's not all that uncommon that when some patients go to their physician with some sort of tumor, it's not entirely clear what that tumor type is just based on looking at it under the microscope. So we and others have tried to use various genomics-based methods to more accurately diagnose those tumors, but it's frankly been a little disappointing. It's been quite tough.
Golub says microRNAs may make it easier to find out what organ the tumor started in. That's because different cells produce different amounts of the various microRNAs.
Many cancers lose some of the usual hallmarks that tell us you came from the kidney, you came from the brain, you came from the liver, so that much of that history of the cancer seems to be erased at the molecular level. But when we look at the microRNA profiles, that history appears to be preserved.
If more research shows these microRNAs can diagnose a cancer's origin, that would be useful information for doctors. All they'd have to do is take a few cells from a tumor, measure the various microRNAs, and they'd know what kind of a cancer they were dealing with. Knowing where a tumor comes from is important for determining proper treatment. These findings appear in tomorrow's edition of the journal Nature. Golub says this is hardly the end of the microRNA story.
There is certainly the possibility that these microRNAs are not only good diagnostic markers of cancer or predictors of cancer, but that they're actually themselves important in the formation of cancer.
In fact, two other papers in tomorrow's Nature show that to be the case for certain tumors. Geneticist Paul Meltzer of the National Human Genome Research Institute says microRNAs have changed the landscape of cancer genetics.
There's absolutely no doubt that there's going to be a huge amount of work in the future focusing on alterations and the functions of these microRNAs in all different kinds of cancer.
Meltzer says cancers occur when basic cell processes break down, and microRNAs appear to play an important role in these processes. Meltzer says it's amazing that something that was so recently discovered seems to be so fundamentally important. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.